You know, growing up, I was always told that you were never to celebrate in the demise of an individual. Definitely not my, you know, thing to do. But we got to get into this and we got to have a conversation. Welcome to Rondell's Unpopular Opinion. Major shout out goes to the Patreon. They get this first in video form. Now, I have not been feeling my best lately, so please bear with me, you guys. I'm getting over a very nasty stomach bug. And I toughed it out to take my daughter to the water park on Saturday. But Saturday night was brutal. Sunday, I was okay. And Sunday night into Monday, miserable. It's Monday night. And this came across my desk via a supporter. Shout out to them. And I said, we have to have this conversation. Without a doubt. And the conversation is about Bishop Lamar Whitehead. Because some people really do think, okay, that they are exempt from accountability. Now, this is the same big shot pastor, quote unquote, okay, that loves to walk around in designer, loves to quote Jay-Z, loves to sing Jay-Z songs in his drop top convertible. We're going to get into what happened in court today. Because, see, he thought that he could hire the best of the best in New York. He had Don Florio as his attorney. And he thought that he really was going to beat this shit. And the hammer of accountability definitely came down. Now, as you can see, this is the local daily newspaper here in New York. All right. And this is hot off the press. They're telling you here that Bishop Lamar Whitehead has been found guilty of fraud, including ripping off of parishioner's mother. All right. And we pretty much know the story, right? But we're going to get further into it and refresh memories if you haven't. Now, I'm assuming this is from today. Could be from today. They're telling us here that it's from July of 2022. But as you can see, we got crocodile tears. Telling us here that Bishop Lamar Whitehead, all right, was convicted in Manhattan, in his Manhattan trial. We're going to zoom in so y'all can see it too. Okay, which entailed stealing the life savings of one of his parishioner's mothers and perpetrating other schemes, falsely claiming along the way that Mayor Adams had given him, quote unquote, the key to the city. That's my best friend. Yeah, real man. Got our own money. That's your best friend, huh? To carry out his fraud. Which is not a shock because now we have Mayor Adams people getting ran down on. I got word that one of his people up in the Bronx got their house raided in about a week ago. Now they're telling you here in revolving this or pertaining to this that jurors have found Whitehead, who's 46, guilty of 5 counts, including wire fraud. Don't I tell y'all all the time that wire fraud is always going to get you? Let me sip this water. Wire fraud, attempted extortion, lying to the FBI, y'all, and related charges stemming from 3 separate schemes after deliberately for just a few hours in a Manhattan federal court, meaning it didn't take them long at all to realize that this motherfucker was guilty as homemade sin. Don is saying that they're appealing the verdict. Don, baby, you could appeal all you want. The headline-grabbing pastor who Adams has described as a mentee. So y'all see how they in bed together, right? Had pleaded not guilty to all charges. He could not immediately be reached for comment. I bet you not. But he gave a teary-eyed soliloquy the day before the verdict. Because, you know, yesterday was Sunday, and he go live every Sunday with his nonsense. Okay? There are always going to be people who wish on your downfall. This is what he said. But understand that God will step up. Don't worry about tomorrow, because we know who holds tomorrow. Amen. Now, to refresh your memory, or if you didn't know, jurors heard during the trial how Whitehead targeted the single mom of one of the parishioners at Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries in Canarsie, Brooklyn. I know Canarsie, Brooklyn very well. My family used to live on East 83rd Street in Canarsie, Avenue M. That woman, Pauline Anderson, was targeted along with a money lending company and Bronx businessman, Brandon Belmonte. All right. The defendant was trusted by many in his community. He was the bishop of a small church in Brooklyn and self-described, meaning he was self-described as a businessman. He was a friend to the mayor of New York City. This does not look good on this. This honestly is another blow to Eric Adams's reputation right now. He's already getting spanked in the court of public opinion, and this association don't make it look even, it makes it look even worse. It does. And it just adds on to the assumption of corruption. For people to solidify how corrupt he truly is. Now get this, right? This was stated by the U.S. Attorney Jessica Greenwood in opening statements. The defendant abused the trust of this woman by lying again and again. And when she took the stand, Mrs. Anderson emotionally told jurors about trusting Lamar Whitehead, a mentor and a spiritual advisor to her son, to invest $90,000 of her life savings, y'all, accumulated during her career as a nurse. The pastor claimed he would use the proceeds to buy and renovate a fixer-upper home. After being refused a bank loan, of course he is refused the bank loan. She said that the investment was his idea and that the preacher had presided over her son Rasheed Anderson's wedding and introduced him to contacts who helped them secure his own home. But she said, I trusted him. He said he had real estate experience. He was a man of God. He prayed for me in earnest. I believe in God. So I believed he would honestly help me to get this house. Trial evidence showed that Bishop Lamar Whitehead, previously convicted of identity theft, spent the cash on himself, with the funds going to designer clothing, his BMW, Grubhub, Foot Locker, and other lavish purchases, which is not hard because he can't stay off of social media flossing all of this stuff. As the victim's son tried to get back his mom's savings, Lamar Whitehead in the text said he was quote-unquote asking God to to exact vengeance on him. Do you hear this mess? Now, in the second scheme, the feds described how Lamar Whitehead used his ties to the mayor to squeeze Belmonte, the Bronx businessman, for $500,000 in real estate investment. In an intercepted conversation, Whitehead told Belmonte that Eric Adams, who he referred to as E, was his key to the city and could help him with lifting stop work orders on a property that Pastor and Belmonte were talking about buying together. Let me tell you something. I don't want to say that I may or may not have intel on how that could be true. based on me working where I work as a 9-to-5 and people allegedly having Mayor Adams on speed dial. When it pertains specifically to when he says could help him with lifting stop work orders on a property. I'm not going to get into that. You could read between the lines on what I'm saying, on whether or not this could be true. Because in my opinion, based on my 9-to-5 and people that I've come in contact with in my 9-to-5 that may or may not have that mayor on speed dial, I'm not going to say that this could be true. I'm not going to confirm or deny that that could be true. Continuing on saying that the mayor was not accused of wrongdoing in this case, the Fed stressed from the outset that Whitehead's promises of the mayoral help were false. Were they? Who knows? Adams' campaign is under federal investigation with several close allies having their homes raided in the recent months. After the pastor's testimony in which he claimed that an FBI agent had pressured him to help get us the mayor of New York, according to the New York Times, the prosecution said Whitehead lied during his time on the stand. Now remember, like I tell y'all all the time, Mayor Adams was the borough president of Brooklyn and appeared with him at multiple official events, introducing Whitehead as his good friend at a 2016 concert. The defendant, who mounted at a failed 2021 campaign to succeed Adams as Brooklyn borough president, has said he considers the mayor his mentor and brother. And yet another fraud of which Whitehead was convicted, evidence showed that he drew up a phony bank statement to get a $250,000 loan. Let me tell you something. It said that, purporting to show he had millions in a company account that had less than $6 in it. This motherfucker presented a false bank statement saying he had $250,000 in an account he really only had $6 in. Insane. Now, y'all can't forget when this happened, right? Whitehead abruptly started making city headlines after Adams took office in January of 2022, alongside with unsuccessfully trying to facilitate the surrender of an accused subway killer in May 2022. Drawing authorities' wrath, Whitehead himself was robbed in a caught-on-camera stick-up at one of his services in June. Now, get this. Bishop Lamar Whitehead could face up to 45 years in prison when sentenced on July 1st, according to Damian Williams. Let me tell you something. They're going to get him up out of here. He's done. I keep telling folks, you cannot play with the banks. You cannot play with wire fraud. You cannot play with bank fraud. And like I say, they don't just want their money back. You see everybody getting the hand of accountability, getting placed on them. It's not just about the money. It's also about the cheap labor. Why? Because America has been built on cheap labor since day one of its inception. So they have brought in a new class of people to build America back better, which is why you have $1 trillion infrastructure plans that have been passed via Joe Biden, because somebody got to be here to do all the hard work, right? And they know you're not going to do it. They know new folks are going to do it, but they're going to force you to do it for 15 cents an hour. Because America runs on cheap labor. Don Kip, honestly, Don at this point is just taking your money, Lamar. She's taking your money. And the only people I feel sorry for in this is your children. And allegedly, you supposedly stole this church from other owners. Allegedly. This is insane. We knew this was coming. It took the jury less than two hours. And let me tell you what really convicted you. Social media and your flashiness and your inability to lay low, to turn the volume down. That is what convicted you or helped and aided and embedded in convicting you. You deserve every year of the 45 years that you're facing. And let me tell you, you're probably going to do a minimum of 10. They're definitely going to give you a minimum of 10 years. 5 to 10. Definitely going to give you a minimum of 5 to 10 years. They're going to throw the book at you. Oh, yeah. Y'all drop down in the comments and y'all let me know what y'all think about this. I gotta go. All right. I'm gonna go and get some rest. And y'all take care and y'all be well. All right. Peace.